devices will be doing is assisting the body in healing itself, but rather quickly, not over a long period of time, but almost instantaneously. See? Shoshana, do you have any...
Well, we would like to share here. Maybe share your sister.
Yes, please.
Your sister.
Bring it.
We will first speak about this device that you have been shown that will allow a paraplegic to move their legs once again. Was that part of your question? The body, as you have a medical background and you have studied and you understand biology, the body is electric. What occurs when there is paralysis is the electrical charge that runs those cells that allows the nervous system to move the legs. The electric charge no longer exists, you see. There's no longer the cell itself, the electrons and the neutrons and the things that a cell is made of do no longer have a charge. It has become dormant. So the device that is in existence now can recharge those cells, can offer electricity, which will then ignite the nervous system, which will then allow the legs to move. So that is accurate. That is in existence right now. We know that there are experimentation going on right now on these paraplegic people that are allowing themselves to move. You may know this as well. This is happening right now. It is not on a broad scale because the industries that have dominated your culture, such as the pharmaceutical industry, does not want this to occur because it truncates some of their medical processes like surgeries and insurance and money and things like that. So they do not want something so simple, but it is in existence now. There are also devices, if you look into this right now, there are devices that you can put on your wrist that will measure your blood sugar, that will measure things in your body, your heart rate, your blood sugar. These things, they're rudimentary. They're not completely given now, but there are rudimentary ones which will begin exponentially to transform into the thing that you think it is. But we do not know about this device that looks like a toaster. We know about the devices that go on your wrist that will give you a readout that will tell you what you are deficient in. They exist right now. You see, some of them are being held back though. And as one who serves has given, they will begin to materialize fairly quickly now once this new government takes hold in the next 24 months. You will see more devices. There are so many coming, and there are so many now that exist. People do not recognize them. They do not understand, oh, how can I put this patch on my knee and no longer have pain? How does this work? Because it is new technology that we have never had before, so we do not understand, you see. But yes, all that is coming, all that is here, and much has been given already in your cultures, just not widespread. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, it does, and I thank you for your confirmation.
Namaste.
Can we ask you, your own President Trump said in 2020, he said that in approximately a year or so, almost all hospital procedures will become obsolete. He said that. That was in 2020. And of course, it did not happen within a year or so, but it is going. going to be once he comes back in here. It is destined. Would there be any other questions here? Nothing further?
If no one else comes in, could I ask my other one?
Yeah, we take one more question here.
Okay, so my daughter's wedding is now set for August 30th, and I'm asking this for all the people that have events of importance coming up, because I have been given to understand that I may or may not have passed through my ascension at that point. So once that happens, like for these big events, would we ever go to them in our ascended form, or would that be unsafe for people, or would that be not even something we think of? What, like, you know, for a big event like a wedding or something, what would happen?
We will answer. Yes, we will give our perspective, dear sister. May we give our perspective?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we are in many ways, we find ourselves delighted by your questions, as you are a very, you're a family person. You put much stock into family, and that is appreciated in this culture. And we find that you have that sense of family. So we congratulate you and your daughter. Here's what we will tell you. You may observe from any ascended state anything that is occurring. As you ascend in consciousness and you remain in that ascended state, whatever is happening, you may observe. You may participate by observation, you see. You may not be drinking the wine and eating the food, but you will be observing and feeling the joy and the pleasure and the love that is occurring around you through these events, you see. But on a physical level, if you are in an ascended state and they are not, you cannot participate at their level. Does that make sense, dear sister?
Yes, I think that's also maybe why Jesus said to Mary not to trust him, because it would have been unsafe. Is that correct?
We do not understand. Can you repeat that, please?
So when Jesus ascended and came back in his ascended state, and he told Mary Magdalene not to touch him, if that story is true?
Yes, I would have that is true. Okay. Yes. It is like drinking a glass of water and then attempting to drink the water once it has become a gas, you see, or you see it has changed its state. You can no longer drink it. Does that make sense? That is how it is. You're in a completely different state. Yes.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. Then we need to release channel here, and do you have anything you wish to say here, Shoshana, first?
We wish to say this, that each person's life and how they pursue tomorrow, which becomes the new year, is dependent upon their heart, their mind, their attitude, their grace, their compassion, their love, their sense of unity. That is what will become the essence of their new life, you see, in each day. So you must know that it is up to you. It is not up to anything else but you. And as you become the person that has these attitudes, has this love for humanity, has this grace and compassion, you will do things with those characteristics in mind, and that will make your life, you see. We hope we explained that well. Namaste.
Very good. And we just say Happy New Year. Have a wonderful New Year. And always remember to just keep watching everything, but do not become attached to it.
And don't forget to celebrate.
Yes. Certainly celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Be in joy as much as you possibly can. Shanti, peace be with you.
Either one.
Cheers.
Cheers.